Tonight's show is brought to you by Rispoli's Italian Pastry Shop, serving the family communities since 1937. You're in the mood for something sweet? They got it. Whether it's a large pastry, mini pastry, you need some cannolis, some cream puffs, whatever it is, head on over to Ridgefield, New Jersey, located at 824 Broad Ave, or visit them online at RispoliPastryShop.com. They keep it simple. They keep it delicious. Also, don't forget to follow them online on Facebook at Rispoli Pastry Shop and on Instagram at Rispoli Pastry Shop 1937. RISPOLI, that spells Rispoli, and that spells delicious. Whenever I get the hankering for a cheesesteak or a hoagie, I think of Nat's Pizza. I will visit them in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, a staple in the community since 1976, and their food is always consistently delicious. Whether you have a hankering for a hoagie, a cheesesteak, chicken cheesesteak, whatever you may call it, whatever you want, they have it. They're located in the heart of historic Doylestown, and it's been a family favorite and fixture in the borough ever since. Stop in today to sample some of their authentic Italian cuisine, from award-winning pizza and cheesesteaks to world-class wings, delicious lasagna, and scrumptious Via Veneto Italian ice. Check them out online at natspizzadoylestown.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Happy Saturday, Robert.
Happy Saturday.
Whether you're listening to the show in Omaha, Lincoln, Grand Island, Nebraska City, Kearney, Beatrice, North Platte, Columbus, Bellevue, Scottsbluff, Papillion, Sydney, Blair, McCook, Lexington, Ogallala, Alliance, Wayne, Chodron, Crete, Holdridge, La Vista, Wahoo, West Point, Plattsmouth, Rulo, Fairbury, Garing, South Sioux City, Hickman, Falls City, or Cozad, you're listening to Set Jetter Saturdays.
Wow. Most of those were pronounced right.
You know what wasn't pronounced right was
Ogallala.
I bet it's not pronounced Papillion.
It is Papillion.
Okay. Well, then I definitely botched the word Chadron. It's probably Chadron.
Chadron.
Is that Chadron?
And Carney.
Carney. Oh, okay. Yeah. Carney. These are cities in Nebraska, folks.
Yes. All real... I don't have to say cities, but yes.
Okay.
Towns.
Hickman is up there.
Hickman is up there, yeah.
And I mean, the names are just great. There's one called Pawnee, you know, like famous Native American tribe.
Pawnee,
there's one called Wahoo.
It's Pawnee City.
Oh, Pawnee City.
That's where I was born.
You were born in Pawnee City?
I was born in Pawnee City, home of Larry the Cable Guy.
Wow. That's in the northwest of the state.
South. Southeast.
There's all the exact opposite. There's actually a city or a town called Wahoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. What a great state.
Yeah. My dad, actually, Larry the Cable Guy was in band. My dad taught him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I think he played trombone. Yeah.
Was he like a gifted student?
Not that I remember. Or my
so
dad.
Wait, your father teaches band, so he's a music man.
He was.
What did he play? Like, what was his...
Clarinet and bass clarinet, just as I did.
You play the clarinet?
I played the clarinet, and then bass clarinet in high school, maybe junior high, too. I can't remember.
Whoa, stop traffic here. So do you own a clarinet that you could play?
I actually own a clarinet. I didn't for many years, and then my parents bought me one Christmas. So I could actually get some sound out of it, so yeah.
Wow. I always thought the clarinet's such a beautiful sounding instrument.
Did you? Well,
yeah, like the Godfather theme, the clarinet, yeah. Like it's beautiful.
And the bass clarinet was this huge thing. And I think I still have a big thumb because, you know, you had to hold it on your thumb and marching band and everything. Yeah. So
see, I played the recorder, but I never learned. Oof. So when we had to play it in like school, I wasn't really playing it. And my grandparents, after like a recital, were like, great job, Matthew. I'm like, thanks, Grandma. I let you down. I didn't learn a note of this thing.
Oh.
Who plays the recorder? Come on.
I have a recorder.
But, like, who teaches? Like, it was mandated. Like, every kid had a recorder.
Yeah, well, that was kind of your first intro to music. So that recorder is pretty easy. So a few years ago, it's probably not more like 8 years ago, that I think our parents both brought us recorders kind of as a joke. And for, I don't think I picked it up since I was in elementary school. And immediately, really? For somehow, I think I just kind of started playing the Titanic thing.
Oh, beautiful.
Based, I don't know how obviously I did not learn that in elementary school. But somehow I knew how to make the right notes come out. With no practice. But.
That's beautiful, though.
And then I put it away.
Then I put it away.
And
clarinets are
woodwinds.
Depending on what kind you get, they can be very pricey. But you can get a good one for like $200 used.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take up the clarinet, Robert.
All right, we can do it.
Up the piccolo.
Dueling clarinets. Yeah, my sister
doubled the bassoon.
My sister was a flutist, so she repicked up the flute several years ago, and she's also been teaching herself piano.
See, I played the violin as a kid. Mm.
I wish I would have learned strings, but I never did.
I went to 3 lessons, and then I was like, I'm going to stick with Nintendo.
Sounds like you were a quitter.
I did play the guitar, and I stuck with that, and I took lessons, and I was classically trained, and I've been playing for close to 30 years, over 30 years. So that was my instrument that I loved.
Gotcha.
I didn't stick to the other ones, but if you're still listening to the show and you haven't tuned out yet, we're going to mention Matthew Perry passed away last night, or yesterday was when it was announced. Yes. What are your thoughts, Robert?
Obviously everybody knows him from Friends, but no jokes that I can tell. But
right.
My favorite movie that he was in, and he was actually kind of barely in it because was 17 Again. Obviously, that was more a Zac Efron movie, but
yes.
That's the first thing I thought of, kind of besides the usual Friends stuff. But
yeah. He was the sad thing is, we know he struggled over the years, and who's to say if he relapsed or whatever? But the last photo was in his tub, and that's where they found him. And the thing that really was sad to me was they showed pictures of his parents on the scene.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And like they were like his dad, like they had him lifting up the police tape to go in and see him. And I still don't know why there's photographers there. I'm sad that they took a picture of him. But to be that old, I mean, his parents are in their 80s at least. And to have to. Yeah, you shouldn't outlive your.
Absolutely.
Very sad. Not. But Godspeed, Matthew Perry. I've been told more than anybody, I don't know why, over the years from multiple people, you remind me of Chandler from Friends. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know.
But I'm like, okay.
I
get the humor. I get it.
Yeah.
But Godspeed, Matthew Perry. We know he had some demons.
He did.
Now that I depressed us.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, yeah. But let's start with Nebraska towns, bands, band instruments, and dead friends.
Dead Nebraska towns. All right. Offutt Air Force Base.
Offutt
Air Force.
that's like a mile from me. Yeah.
Well, if you're in Tacoma or Fort Calhoun.
Tacoma? Or Tacoma.
Tacoma.
I was like, what city are you trying to say?
I don't know. I guess Dakota City or Philly.
But there is no Gatlin, and there's no Hemingford home. So.
Right.
Sorry, Stephen King fans.
Actually, there is a Hemingford.
Yeah, but not Hemingford home.
Oh, you're right.
Which is, I think that's what they call this.
You're right.
But yeah, but.
You're right. Which speaking of which, I'm rereading The Stand. Nope. And I started watching it last night. That's part of what you've been watching. I can't add anything new to this, but it's so good. The Stand is so good. Right?
And I assume you're talking about 1994 Stand.
Of course. I did look for 2020, but I would have to buy Paramount again.
You're like, I'm not going to do it. We already did that once.
I think you did, though, right? Didn't you?
I did. What was it? CBS All Access at the time or something like that? It was, so. Yeah, obviously, we love The Stand. I think we love the first act of The Stand more than, let's say, the last act. But
I think so. I know.
We'll just say that right now. So if you're reading The Stand, do you immediately have the Molly Ringwalds and Gary Sinises in your head? Or
I do. I mean, the book is so much better because there's so much more to it as they go. I mean, it's his opus. Yeah. It's like a 1,000-page, you know, monster. But you were right, though, when we talked about the 2020. You said they did a better job in that of showing the signs of Captain Trips with the neck. And, like, they kind of glossed over that in 94 a little bit.
Well, it was disgusting. And how much could they afford? How much could they actually show on network TV back then? Not like they can now, but
Right. Yeah. But what that's it. And I watched Ghostbusters.
The original 84, I guess.
84, correct. Gotcha. Which is always fun.
Yeah.
You know, that movie's very there's some of the parts are scary. I mean, there's some really sexual things in there. Like Dan Aykroyd gets a ghost to go down on him. Like as a kid.
RPG was way different.
As a kid,
back then.
I'm like, wow, I didn't put that together as a kid. Yeah. I just thought, oh, he's taking his pants off. But like, when his head goes back, you're like oh, PG 1984 was different.
Yeah. We actually 84 was the one that obviously pushed PG over the edge between Gremlins and that and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And people are like, this doesn't, we need a little bit more than parental guidance.
Right.
As long as you're a teenager, then it's fine. So
right,
and we really won't enforce it. So because there was no IDs when you're 13, you know.
No, of course. So. Yeah. What have you been watching, sir? Something better than me, I'm sure.
Kind of. I watched. They released 4 new American Horror Stories. So 2 of them were pretty good, or almost Black Mirror-ish, I should say. And 2 were kind of like, it was okay. You know, they kind of went on a little bit too long. So,
okay.
But yeah, actually, I felt like it was better than normal American Horror Stories. So.
Oh, good. I haven't watched those yet, but I am watching Delicate, so I'm excited.
Gotcha. For some reason, I decided to rewatch Interstellar.
Gosh.
I don't know what I would. It caught me. I was like, well, maybe I should give this another chance. And same thing. I was like, you know, 2/3, I'm all in. I was like, oh, this is, I remember, it's better than I remember. And then it kind of, to me, kind of falters, and the third act becomes a little something else. And then you kind of like, wait a second.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you watch that originally in the theater?
I did.
What did you think like then, like when you
same thing? Well, here's the thing. Even back then, like Nolan was overhyped, and I was like, and I'm really not a fan of Matthew McConaughey, so it really took me some dealing to have to watch him on screen. I forgot Ellen Burstyn was in it, obviously briefly. So
right. Me too. Me too.
Yeah, I just kind of right in the mirror. It's like, oh yeah, this is kind of, and that's where I'm like, okay, there's some good ideas here and so forth, and then some stuff that just doesn't make sense. I do remember the shock, or I guess, I don't know if we call it shock, so spoiler alert, but when Matt Damon shows up, because that was, they hid that pretty well. They did not announce that, and it kind of makes sense, because if you knew he was in the movie, you'd be waiting 2 hours for him to...
Right, yeah, the whole time.
Show up, you know, we're like, is this going to be him? Which one is it? You know, so so I think that worked really well. So, yeah, otherwise, you know, like, yeah, it's worth every 10 years to give it a watch.
Yeah, I agree. And it is at the point where Timothy Nolan was so overhyped. It kind of hurt the movie a little bit. You're like, there's too many layers. Like, I get it, you're fantastic. Yeah. But I agree, every 10 years, fire it up.
Yeah, so, and then I watched Five Nights at Freddy's, so, which is a new release, theater and streaming immediately. So I'm old enough, I was like, I didn't realize it was a video game.
I didn't know what it was
until my mentee kind of mentioned, like, oh, it's a video game, and so forth. So I was like, oh, okay. Obviously, it's been hyped quite a bit in LA. They were hyping it quite a bit, you know, when I was out there at Universal, and they had some pop-up stuff and so forth. So I know it did a good open. I think it had like a $78 million opening. So good for, I mean, well beyond, obviously, you know, Exorcist, what, just edged over 100. So obviously it'll have a disastrous second week. But for streaming as well, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good opening for a movie that's streaming as well. So good
Matthew
for them.
Matthew Lillard is in it?
He is. Yeah, so it's fine, you know. Never.
It's a horror movie.
It is PG-13, I'll say that. So it's
okay.
I'll say it's horror light, you know. A little bit less horror than you would think based on the trailers, but
okay.
Not too bad to put on in the background.
Not crazy.
Not crazy. Yeah, so it's
how was it, without giving anything away, are they like animatronic bears or something that come after you?
Yeah, if you like remember the showbiz Chuck E. Cheese, it's kind of that concept. And like, what if they were alive? I guess I'll say, for lack of a better word, or for
oh, that's spoilers. Scary.
So, yeah, but
okay.
But yeah, but it also feels like, you know, we have these smaller budgets, and I think we'll have this for a while for less expensive movie. It's really condensed, you know, like we'll have a five character movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's,
no,
it's
that's fun. Cool.
Yeah, so anyway,
I'm glad that you saw it.
Streaming, so for free if you have Peacock, so check it out.
Oh, it is on Peacock.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, I'm gonna earmark that.
Give it a look.
And watch it. It's like it's a library. I'm gonna earmark that page, Robert, and study it.
That's all you gotta do.
That's all you gotta do. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's all I've really been watching.
Yeah, it was. Well, we did a show this week, so
yeah.
It would be funny if you had 50 entries, and I'm like, wow. I'm like,
well, sometimes, you know, I'm kind of gearing up for Halloween, so it's like nearly All Hallows Eve here. But
All Hallows Eve, yeah, we're excited for Halloween here. I got my Boba Fett costume for Halloween.
I saw that. Looks good.
Thank you. It's a lot cheaper than you think. That mask does not wrap all the way around.
Yeah, you said something about that. It was like, does it just kind of a...
I didn't realize it was like the plastic mask. So you can get a real mask. I'm not going to this year, but I will probably get it for like a sketch or something.
Gotcha.
You always need a Boba Fett costume lying around.
You never know when you might need to be Boba.
Slave One. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not Slave One.
I'm sorry, Boba Fett Starship.
Boba Fett Starship. Speaking of Halloween, what was your best and worst costume?
Ooh.
Like that you specifically wore? I don't think you have a worst one. You're probably pretty good.
I don't know. I probably, it's hard because when I was young, I obviously, and I've shared my Michael, not my Michael Myers picture, but I did dress up as
a clown.
That. And I think it was 1976 or something. So well before Halloween came out, obviously Halloween, I wasn't dressing up to be a Halloween character, but I'm on that porch in a clown costume, a white porch. So it looks like I'm on the Myers house with a clown costume. So I really wanted to be a witch. So I remember having kind of the witch costumes, and my parents made me, and I sent a picture to you. So it was Pawnee Band, high school band. So I was a drum major. So they made a miniature version of the Pawnee, being in the Pawnee Band with the band hat and everything. So
it's awesome.
So Larry the Cable Guy probably saw me in that.
He absolutely did. The picture that you have with the clown, you sent that to me once, and I was like, oh, this is like funny. Like it's like Michael Myers stuff. And you're like, it's me. I'm like, wait, this is you?
It is.
And you're
me.
Like, yes. I'm like, this is you in the 70s? You're like, yeah, this is real. I was like, oh my gosh. It was so great.
Yeah, I was right about the same age too. So
it's amazing.
Of course, during Star Wars time, I needed to be Darth Vader. So and I thought it was really clever because, you know, it was the 70s, so you had the mask, and I didn't want people could see my eyes. And so I wore dark sunglasses and then put the mask over it. So I looked more like Darth Vader. So that was probably, as a young kid, my favorite costume. And then when I got to be a teenager, of course, I had the Freddy Krueger mask. Was that 87, I think, Dream Warriors time? And then at the time, there's only one, I think, Michael Myers mask you could get. So I remember I had those two as well. So that was, I thought it was pretty cool back then. So I don't
very
know.
Cool.
I don't know if I had any bad, I'm sure I had bad costumes.
I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. But what about you?
I think my most creative and polarizing costume was 93. I was Papa Shango, who was a WWF at the time, wrestler. Okay. He was an African-American man playing a witch doctor. And he had like the white face and the skull and everything. So I was a white kid doing blackface,
Oh, no.
I wasn't actually doing blackface. But I was playing a black man who's doing whiteface. And I had the skull that like made noises. I had the Black Panther beads. It was like the coolest costume ever.
Nice.
I think my worst was when I was 15 and I was too old to go trick or treating. I just threw on a mask and was like, candy time. And it's some adult, and I'm as tall as I am now when I was 12. So, you know, I was like 5'11 with like clothes, like a Nirvana shirt and some crappy mask being like, candy, please. And so I think some guy, Justin and I, was like, you guys a little too old to be doing this? I'm like, yep, yes, we are. Yep. We'll do better next year.
Yep.
There was no effort. Of course, I was Jason Voorhees one year.
Yeah.
And the king from Sleeping Beauty. Not just the king. King Stefan from Sleeping Beauty.
Do people know who you were?
No, they just look like a king. But I was like, it's the king from Sleeping Beauty.
Speaking of, we did get maybe, or Wendy bought maybe, a new kind of royal cape. So I'll have to send it to you. So
please.
She was not too happy. She does like to wear capes, but she was not too sure about this one. So,
but yeah, we got our cats. We got Meredith the bat wings.
Nice.
And Trixie the vampire cape. They lasted maybe 20 seconds before.
Yeah, and they're like, they ripped them off. Think so. So maybe
but
has
the
a
cape's
nice,
adorable.
Yeah, maybe likes her Christmas cape, or she did for
really.
A while. Yeah, so she used to like wearing it. And then last Christmas, she took off and then she came back without the cape. And I was like, what happened? And she had like buried it in the litter box.
She's like, this is gone.
This is done. Yeah. I was like, I couldn't find it. I'm like, what'd you do with it? I'm like, oh, aren't you clever?
So what does the Christmas cape look like?
It's like a red cape with white kind of fuzzy frosting and stuff. Like, I have pictures and stuff like that. So,
oh, that's adorable. I'm looking at cat Christmas capes. It's like a whole market for it.
Oh yeah. So, but she did like, she thought she was pretty hot shit in that cape. So
that's adorable.
Yeah.
Did you get pictures by the tree?
I think, oh yeah. Yeah. Way back then. So, well, we haven't had a tree in many years because of the other cat, but, and I did send you a picture. It didn't quite make it out of a design stage or tryout stage, but I did dress up as Laurie Strode from Halloween 2.
Oh yes.
In the, with the wig and the, hospital gown and so forth, but people wouldn't know who I was.
Did you, people just thought you were being like a woman or something?
No, I don't know. I it was just idea stage, you know? So I was like, maybe I could be this. And I was like, yeah, I think I'd be the only one to be like, all right.
Hey, if you're going to do it,
yeah,
you're do just, Halloween too, Laurie Strode.
Yeah. So, but anyway,
is she the original Scream Queen, Robert?
Probably between her and Sally Hardesty from Texas Chainsaw.
Good call.
Yeah. And I may have mentioned this years ago too, but my favorite Halloween costume when I went to a party, there was a group that always, they had a different idea every year. And I came in, I realized pretty quickly that every single one of this particular group of like 10 people were a different character from 16 Candles. And I was just like, genius. And I immediately, because you spot, one had the blonde hair with a big chunk cut out of the back, you know, and a purple lavender dress and everything. It was like, everything was just perfect. Jake Ryan looked like Jake Ryan, you know? So, I was like,
I love that.
That was my favorite Halloween party moment. But
I feel like if you and I lived in the same town growing up, we would be the stand characters like Denninger from the CDC and General Starkey.
Where's Franny?
Did I tell you? I think I told the story. I met, Ed Harris once, and all I could muster up was, I loved you in The Stand. Not like, Pollock, which he was nominated for an Oscar, but The Stand. Well, the like one day of work he did in 94 for a miniseries. That's like
I was in The Stand.
He was kind of like, thank you. But, oh, so good. Yeats, I didn't understand that line in college, but I must be getting smarter in my old age because I understand it now.
You can do. You should just done all of his lines.
Is that Hungarian goulash? He's dead, sir. And that's when I feel the handcuffs go on me for harassment.
So it's gonna be awful cold here for Halloween. I think the high is gonna be 39 and the low is gonna be in the 20s. So,
A brisk Halloween.
A brisk Halloween, as it is in the Midwest, or except for Haddonfield.
Yep, where
still have outdoor pools going.
It's gonna be 85 here.
Oof.
Sucks. I hate it. It's great, I mean. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, 85. That's where you want to be for Halloween, Nebraska. There's so many history there and stuff. It conjures the Halloween
spirit. Everybody has to wear a winter coat over their costume.
Yeah, the winter coat. Okay, next we have Friday the 13th or A Nightmare on Elm Street trivia. And you have some kind of cool...
Yeah.
Oh, so look at that.
When you were talking about it, I was like, oh, I do have this trivia
so
game.
Cool.
And I think every once in a while I bring the cards out, and I've not looked at it in probably 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And they have a box for Friday the 13th and a box for Elm Street.
That's so amazing.
The cards are all stuck together. I mean, like, they've never... The cards had never been used.
The cards have never been used.
It's been 87 years since.
Would you believe? I don't know.
So, yeah, I don't know. I could read you. So there's questions on one side and answers on the other. So some of these I would probably get wrong, too. I don't know. So do you have a preference, Elm Street?
I can do either. I would probably do better at Friday the 13th.
Should we try
Maybe
that?
We should do.
We'll try some Friday the 13th ones.
Whatever here. You think.
Let's see what we got.
There's no trumping you, though. You'll be able
and
to
I don't
answer.
Know. And it is tiny. So I'm like, I'm going to be doing my best. Like,
mm-hmm. They really fixed them.
And they have some multiple choice, too. So.
Oh.
Okay. Here we go. And Friday the 13th, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan. What was Rennie afraid of? A, people. B, open spaces. C, water. Or D, Jason.
Water. C.
It is correct. Water. So another Jason Takes Manhattan.
Oh.
Where in the ship did Sean find his father dead? The power room, the bridge, his room, or the kitchen?
The power room.
I think it was the bridge. It was the bridge.
Because
his dad was the captain.
That's it. I almost watched that the other night, but I thought better of it.
Because he's like, well, oh, you don't want to get that bad taste.
No, I don't think I'll watch it again for a long time.
During Friday the 13th, Part 7, The New Blood, what did Robin say when she first saw David? A, hi. B, dreamy. C, outrageous. Or D, nothing.
Dreamy.
I want to say outrageous. Let me see. It's outrageous.
Outrageous. Robert knows better.
Don't ask me. They must get harder as you go down the card.
Uh-oh.
In Friday the 13th, Part 2, what was Jenny's license plate number? Oof. A, 424 XTC. B, 219 JHK. C, 823 FRD. Or D, 312 LHT.
D.
It is D.
D it is.
You know your Friday the 13th Part 2. So.
I do.
True or false? Rennie, one of the two survivors of Friday the 13th Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yay!
Encountered Jason as a child.
Can you repeat the question, sir?
Rennie, one of the two survivors of Jason Takes Manhattan, encountered young Jason as a child. True or false?
Well, yes, true, at the end.
True.
Yeah.
As a child, she encountered her under the lake. Remember, he pulled her under.
Yes.
So.
Love some Manhattan.
In Friday the 13th, the final chapter, how was Mrs. Jarvis killed? A, machete. B, axe. C, spear gun. D, not shown.
Machete. Not shown.
It is not shown.
Not shown.
We have all these Jason Takes Manhattan.
Oh,
how did
yes.
Miss Van Dusen die in Jason Takes Manhattan? A, beheaded. Heading B, drowning. C, immolation. D, suicide.
Immolation.
That is correct. And in part two, which counselor escaped the slaughter because he spent all night at the bar? A, Jeff. B, Paul. C, Mark. D, Ted.
Mark.
It was Ted.
Ted. Good old Ted.
Funny.
He was at
Ted.
That
yeah.
casino night.
And Friday 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning. What was Reggie's nickname? I almost said it. A, Reggie the... God, I can't read it.
Reggie the Great.
Rogers. B, Reggie the Reckless. C, Reggie the Ridiculous. D, Reggie the Rich.
Reggie the Reckless.
It is Reggie Reckless.
We all love five.
I do. Oh, and now here's another five question.
I do.
Which other surviving member of Tommy Jarvis's family did not return in part five, A New Beginning? A, his mother. B, his brother. C, his sister. D, his father.
C, his sister.
Correct. Trish Jarvis. Oh, I would love for her to come back.
I know. That final shot where she's hugging him and he gives that look, you're like, she deserved to come back.
She did, so. What were Rob's last words in the final chapter? Run, Trish. It's A. B, he's killing me. C, throw me the knife. D, Trish, is that you?
Run, Trish.
I'm not sure if it's that or he's killing me, because he says both. I'll say B, so you say A, I'll say B.
I say A.
It is B, he's killing me.
That makes sense. Yeah.
In part seven, The New Blood, what did Tina find in Dr. Crew's desk? Mm-hmm. A, a knife. B, a hockey mask. C, a steak. D, a gun.
A gun.
A steak, I think.
Oh.
Oh, it is a gun. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
You got that correct.
Bad News Cruise, Mom. You could stay home with us and Dr. Cruise.
Which crew member had a cameo at the end of Friday the 13th, Part 7, The New Blood? A, John Carl Buechler. B, Paul Elliott. C, Lynn Buechler. D, Lou Carlucci.
Lou Carlucci. D.
I don't know this one, so. A, John Carl Buechler, the director.
John Carl Buechler.
I really don't remember. Maybe he was a part of the ambulance thing, so.
Had to be.
All right.
This is a great game.
Another Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yes.
I think this was made for you. Or that they really liked Jason. How many street punks tried to take on Jason in Jason Takes Manhattan?
Dead meat slime bag.
A, B. A, B. Sorry, A, 2. B, 3. C, 4. D, 5.
C, 4.
That is correct.
Yo, man, it's cool. It's cool, man. It's cool.
Who was the first person to die after the opening credits of Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning? A, Eddie. B, Vic. C, Joey. D, Jake.
C, Joey.
That is correct. What did
the chocolate,
police...
that chalk.
That bar set off a whole...
Oh.
20 people dead. Like,
yep.
Share your chocolate bar, people. Or,
share
I mean,
chocolate bar.
Except when somebody offers you a chocolate bar, accept it.
There's a lot of memes about that guy, too. It's great.
He's a mess. What did the police bag as evidence at the start of Friday the 13th, Part 4, the final chapter? A, an axe. B, a knife. C, a machete. Or D, Jason's hockey mask?
The machete.
The axe. He had an axe in his head.
At the beginning of
the final chapter. Yep. So.
Right.
Sorry, you lost all your points. I don't make the rules. Whose death did Tina first have as a vision in Friday 13th, Part 7, A New Blood? A, her mother. B, Michael's. D, C, Nick's. Or D, Melissa's?
C, Nick's.
And I'm going to say B, Michael's. It is B, Michael's. So that was
Robert
the friend.
Knows best.
He and the girl were like, you know, it's supposed to be a surprise party, and they decide to still camp out.
Right.
In Friday the 13th, the final chapter, what song did Jimmy play on the stereo? A, Love Lies. B, Rock You. C, Love Is a Lie. Or D, Tonight?
C, Love Is a Lie.
I believe that is correct. And that is correct.
Yes.
All right. One
more
card.
Yes. I love this game. What year was this produced?
I don't know. Looks like they have some Freddy versus Jason, so probably sometime around then. So maybe a couple more cards. True or false? Jason Takes Manhattan. Composer Fred Molin also scored the TV series Forever Night.
I wouldn't know, so I'm going to say true.
That is true.
Okay.
In part two, which counselor snuck off to Camp Crystal Lake? A, Terry and Scott. B, Vicky and Mark. C, Sandra and Jeff. Or D, Jenny and Paul?
Oh, I know their faces. I'm going to say B. I don't remember the names.
So you, B is Vicky and Mark, but it was actually C, Sandra and Jeff.
Sandra and Jeff. Okay. Yep. I can remember the license plate numbers, but not the names.
Apparently
of
the not. I didn't realize you're such a Jenny fan.
Big time.
What television horror series did Part 4 of the Final Chapter screenwriter Barry Cohen create?
Friday the 13th, the series.
That's A, or B, Freddy's Nightmares, or C, Forever Night, or D, Poltergeist the Legacy.
Ooh, I'm going to go with this. I'm going to stick with A. I'm going to stick with my guns.
And the answer is C, Forever Night.
Oh, Forever Night.
I don't even know what that is.
What is it?
I have no idea.
I love it's, that and, gold and, thing and, in the back.
And night is spelled K-N-I-G-H-D. So.
Oh, okay.
In Friday 13th, the final chapter, who drove the teens to their house? A, Paul, B, Jimmy, C, Doug, or D, Samantha?
D, Samantha.
A, Paul.
Paul.
Paul. Are we Paul. Lost? Paul.
Let's
is one
stop
of the
with that
best
chick eating the banana.
Your name, so.
It is.
I don't know. Paul, is that you? Which
Robert's
of the
totally going to watch Totally Killer tonight.
If you're Paul in a horror movie, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You're not going to make it, so. No. Which of the following activities did not guarantee death in a Friday 13th movie? This is kind of subjective, I think, so we'll see. A, drugs, B, drinking, C, fornicating, or D, spying.
I'm going to say drugs.
They put D, spying, but I also believe this is not true. And I'm thinking of...
Three.
And I'm thinking of Walt Gorney in part two, where he's watching Ginny.
Yes, yes. And,
yeah, so I'm sorry, makers of game.
That is very subjective, Robert.
Mm-mm.
No, not buying it.
Not buying it either.
Not Hidley having it, Haddonfields.
In Jason Takes Manhattan, mm-hmm. when Rennie told the waitress she was being pursued by a maniac, how did the waitress respond?
Welcome to New York.
Exactly. I don't even have to read the other answers.
There's a maniac trying to kill us. Welcome to Pawnee City.
Yeah. welcome to Nebraska. In part five, A New Beginning, who lived next door to the youth center? A, the Tuckers, B, the Howards, C, the Hubbards, or D, the Holtz? You barely knew they had last names.
C, the Hubbards.
It is the Hubbards.
The Hubbards.
What band poster did Violet have in her room in part five, A New Beginning? A, Cyndi Lauper, B, Rat, C, Alan Parsons, Part Project, or D, Pseudo Echo?
I'm going to say Alan Parsons Project.
That is correct. But Pseudo Echo is actually the song that she is dancing to.
Oh, interesting.
During which season was Friday 13th, Part 7, The New Blood shot? All right. A, spring, B, summer, C, fall, D, winter.
I'm going to go with B, summer.
They put D, winter. Even though I might call it fall, but we'll see.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because what was that?
The Leroy Lee.
It was down south, so you never quite know. So.
Yeah.
In part two, what was the name of Terry's dog? A, Coco, B, Muffin, C, Angel, D, Ginger.
B, Muffin.
That is correct.
Muffin.
Which actress in part five, A New Beginning, shares the same last name as Jason? Pamela Voorhees, Debbie Sue Voorhees, Lisa Voorhees, or Deborah Voorhees?
Pamela Voorhees?
No, Pamela Voorhees is with Jason's mom. The actress was Debbie Sue Voorhees.
Oh, which actress? Oh, yes. I didn't know that. Who was the character?
She's the one that's laying naked on the quilt and gets her eyes gouged out.
Oh, in the woods.
Yeah.
Right.
And her name is escaping me right now. In part seven, The New Blood, what story did Eddie pitch to Tina at the party? A, Star Mummy, B, King Tut Returns, C, Starlicon, or D, The New Breed?
King Tut?
And I'm going to say Star Mummy. Let me see. Starlicon. We both.
Starlicon.
Yeah.
Okay.
In part five, A New Beginning, what was the image on the tapestry hanging in the youth center dining room?
In which movie?
Part 5, A New Beginning. A, a green cat. B, a caged bird. C, a ballerina. D, a pink cow. In the youth center dining room.
What would you say, sir?
I don't know. I'm going to go with maybe a caged bird. Which
I'm
going to
go
B.
with D, a pink cow.
All right, let's see. It is a pink cow.
All right.
You know your stuff.
A new beginning.
All right. How soon after part 3 did part 4, the final chapter, take place? A day, a month, a year, or the same night?
Same night.
The same night it is, just like Halloween 2.
Yes. I argue that's one of the great traits of a fine horror movie is pick up right where you left off.
And I was about to say, and Halloween Kills.
And Halloween Kills.
But then I would take back what you just
Evil
said.
Evil dies tonight.
True or false? Elizabeth Catan's hair was dyed red because there were too many blondes on the set of The New Blood.
I'm going to go with false.
It is true.
Okay. I guess true would make sense. So yeah. Why would they do it?
Yeah, well, especially if the lead is blonde, then nobody can be blonde. So that's why PJ Souls has a dark, short.
Lar Park Lincoln?
Lar Park Lincoln, yeah. So. Yeah.
Who never responded to my Instagram request to come on the show. So now it's rescinded.
Bad news, Park Lincoln. What was the only Friday the 13th movie to feature actual children at camp? A, part 3, B, part 5, C, part 6, or D, part 8?
C, part 6.
That is true. Even though you did see some kids at the beginning of the original Friday the 13th.
Yes, you did, Robert.
But that was flashback, so I don't know if that really counts.
It's an argument worth making in Pawnee City.
In The New Blood, who did Melissa seduce in an attempt to make Nick jealous? A, Russell, B, Dan, C, Eddie, or D, Ben?
Ben.
I'm going to guess Russell, but I don't know. It's Ben. Eddie.
Eddie.
I couldn't even tell which one
so
Eddie
bad
was.
With the character names. They all bleed together.
Especially when we get into the later Friday the 13th. I'm like,
Don't you think Friday the 13th, Part 7, A New Blood, is the last traditional kind of Friday the 13th?
I go back to 5 as being the last.
Really?
Well, here's the thing. 6 became kind of the slicked, kind of a cinematic version, you know, where they had, I don't know if they really had a bigger budget, but they put more into it and so forth. So it didn't seem as down and dirty as, you know, obviously the original ones, but, and it became almost more PG-13-ish or kind of.
Because 5 got a lot of shit for being so smutty.
It was a smutty.
It was, yeah, it was, it's so, gross.
Yeah, so, all right, last card.
Okay.
In part 7, The New Blood, what did Dan say to Judy before he went to chop wood? A, nothing. B, I'll be back. C, keep the sleeping bag warm. Or D, why am I doing this?
C, keep the sleeping bag warm.
I'm going to say the same, even though I have no idea. So B, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
We should have pre-scream. Yeah, we should
have. Looking for a meal. You can stop by cleaning out the shit in the chicken coop. Thanks, ma'am. What?
Oh, the characters we forget about.
I love them.
Where did the climactic showdown of Part 5, A New Beginning, take place? A, the dining room. B, the woods. C, the barn. Or D, the main road?
In which film, Robert?
Part 5, A New Beginning.
It took place in the barn.
The barn, yes. It was a great barn scene.
It is a good barn scene, but those owners are nasty.
They are nasty. We'll go by there next time.
Please.
Lar Park Lincoln. Where is Lar Park Lincoln, star of Part 7, A New Blood, originally from? A, California. B, Texas. C, New York. Or D, Florida?
California.
I'm going to guess Florida. Texas.
Texas?
I didn't detect any Texas in her.
I did not detect. I deduced it.
Yeah. How many children, I think we already know this, how many children has Jason slain throughout the Friday 13th series? A, 0, B, 1, C, 2, D, 4.
0. He's a good guy.
0. Not like that Michael Myers.
No. Yeah, I was going to say.
And here's, how old was Shavar Ross, who played Reggie, when Part 5, A New Beginning was released? A, 10, B, 12, C, 13, D, 14.
Can you repeat the question?
How old was Reggie, Shavar Ross, who played Reggie the Reckless, when part five was released? 10, 12, 13, or 14?
14.
I'm going to guess 13. Let's see. 14 is right.
We got it. Okay.
That was that. I don't know if that should have been our final one to ask, but
let's do a final one.
We'll do just one or final card.
Let me final see. Card.
All right. In part six, Jason Lewis, who was in the RV with Court? A, Sissy, B, Paula, C, Nikki, or D, Nancy?
Sissy.
Nikki.
Nikki. Robert knows best.
I know. I don't have to look.
Yeah, you don't.
And Jason Lives, where did Jason wait in the RV? The back, the roof, the bathroom, or underneath?
Where did he
wait? The bathroom, yep.
Yeah.
And part six, Jason Lives. This is all Jason Lives. Nice. What was the object of the card game Camp Blood? A, to find which cabin Jason was in. B, to survive Jason. C, to kill counselors. Or D, to escape Camp Blood.
To survive Jason.
A, find which cabin Jason was in.
Oh.
I was trying not to say it exactly like they do in the movie to give it away, but I did. The others I just read blandly. In part six, Jason Lives. Who did Sissy say was the ace of spades in the card game Camp Blood? Ace of spades. Was it A, Paula, B, Sissy, C, Tommy Jarvis, or D, Jason?
Ace of spades.
I'm going to guess Jason. Jason.
Jason. There it is.
And finally, Anne Ryerson, who played Katie in part six, Jason Lives, was part of what famous comedy troupe? A, Kids in the Hall, B, Second City, C, Ad Libs, or D, Broken Lizard?
I'm going to go with B, Second City.
I'm going to guess the same. Second City it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Good. That's a great game, Robert. Are there a lot more cards? We can redo this again.
There's hundreds and hundreds of cards.
Yes. This is a great staple.
And hopefully everything was, well, we didn't believe one of the answers, but.
Right. Some are subjective.
Yeah, they're pretty. Yeah, let me just grab a Elm Street one to see if there's any good. What was the color of the convertible top at the end of A Nightmare on Elm Street? Black and white, pink and black, red and green, purple and gray.
Red and green.
Yes.
Yes.
In Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, what was Joey watching on the television before he fell asleep and died? CNN, MTV, VH1, or ESPN?
MTV.
I think it is, too. I'm trying to think, was VH1 a thing? But it was MTV, yep.
Is VH1 still around?
I don't even know, probably.
Okay.
During Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. What did Tracy do to let off steam? Drink alcohol, scream, kick the wall, or pound a punching bag?
Kick the wall?
Pound a punching bag.
Pound a punching bag.
And finally, in Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, what else besides a crucifix did Dr. Gordon take from the church to battle Freddy? A, a candle, B, a Bible, C, holy water, or D, a communion wafer?
I don't remember. A Bible.
Holy water.
Holy water.
Because then they threw it on him.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So these are pretty good. You did a good Great. Job.
These are very good. I like them. You did very well, too.
And put them away for another 10 years. No, I'm kidding.
And finally, not finally, but second, not last, but not last, but not, certainly not least. Here is a trailer for a movie called The Big Bus.
Woo! Nobody else is excited about this except for me.
We're all excited. Coming from Paramount, folks.
There have been disaster movies about fiery infernos, airports, luxury liners, earthquakes, and lighter than aircraft. And now. The Big Bus.
I love how they're saluting it.
New York to Denver.
Paramount Pictures presents the first disaster movie where everyone dies laughing. It's the world's first atomic-powered, non-stop, got-to-be-seen-to-be-believed way to travel from New York to Denver. Why Denver? Why not? But the one thing that makes the big bus the comedy event of the year is the passenger list and the crew.
Well, I don't care what anybody says. I did not eat 110 passengers.
You yourself said you ate a foot.
Eat one lousy foot, they call you a cannibal.
Before we get started, Dan, there's something I gotta tell you.
I got something wacky in my middle ear. I can't keep off the shoulders.
I gotta get my confidence back. If I can just drive down.
Tell me, Father, why don't we worship a steam engine?
Because we can see a steam engine.
By that. But we can also see God.
Not as good as a steam engine.
Oh.
I forgot to make a wish.
If there should be a radiation leak, God forbid.
We can't live without each other. We never should have gotten that divorce.
How long are you divorced?
6 hours.
Give it a chance.
I was the only one who had the courage to put an IUD in a rabbit. I've only got 6 months to live.
Well, start wasting time. Hop in.
There is nothing quite like a nice, leisurely cross-country ride.
Hi, welcome aboard to the Big Bus.
Especially when it's on the Big Bus.
Oh, it's so good. How much did that set cost to produce?
I don't know. I'll have to look. I have a production sheet on it that I think has that. So a couple things. I haven't watched the trailer in a while, but there's some scenes that are not in the movie that are in the trailer. So I was like, oh, some bonus.
You did make a noise what is this? Is that what that was?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't know what that was. So there's a couple scenes in there. So I thought, oh, I didn't realize. We need to hold deleted scenes for the Blu-ray, which do not exist. So, and I did an update. Oh, I haven't done I did visit one new location with the Big Bus on my last trip, so I do need to update the website soon.
Yeah, I love your entry on that, too, that you have that. So Big Bus was a TV released on television?
No, I think it was theater.
It was theater, okay.
Yeah, I think it was theater and stuff like that. So, so it makes me kind of excited to watch it again. I don't know if anybody else, but the funny thing, I was like watching because Stockard Channing plays, an adult, whatever. And 2 years later, she plays a senior in high school.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Greece. Yeah.
Right. I know. She was what, like 36?
I think she was 34 when she made Grease. So she's probably 32 here.
But it's amazing.
Yeah.
I love Sally Kellerman as well.
Everything is fantastic.
She's great.
Everybody's good in that. So,
yeah. Yeah, that is fun.
They should remake the Big Bus. I don't. Well, maybe not. I don't know. But
Big Bus has potential for a remake.
It does. So
a whole new audience.
It was a big thing because I don't think they had connected two buses before. Like now they kind of do that. You see in cities, two buses with a
thing
in between, kind of accordion in between. But yeah,
it's perfect.
Bus. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, the Big Bus.
Check it out, fans, if you haven't already.
Finally, we have Blind Man's Bluff. This is from SetJetter.com, the single best set-jetting website in the world, bar none. And the description, Robert, is, despite this blank in the series, it still holds a special place in my heart. While much of the film is shot in Northern California, they did a few scenes in Southern California. For a more complete list of locations...
Hello, Wayne 3?
Yes, sir! I thought I'd have to give more, but you certainly got it.
Yeah, north and south, I'm like, I know exactly what that is. So.
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. It was the Big Bus, actually. Robert.
It was the Big Bus of the Halloween series.
Oh, you just posted this recently.
Did I?
On social media.
Oh, it was an anniversary, yeah. So
and it's so great.
Yeah.
But tell us about this right here. Where is this?
So we're So the very beginning where Mr. Grimbridge is kind of running, kind of opening scenes, is kind of under these bridges. So you can see there's a lot of construction happening at the time, and I don't have glasses, so that means it's over probably 15 years ago. Hopefully this still looks the same. I'm not quite sure. So,
you know, I have been on this underpass in the last year, and it relatively looks the exact
same. So if you want to go running at night, that's the place to go to. So not too far away, as I say, there's the gas station.
There it is.
Which I believe is probably in the same location. So this is used in a couple things, but it was also used, I think it was Alfred Hitchcock's Family Plot, this particular gas station. So,
So it looks
mostly the same. So
this is my favorite picture in this.
So they used a couple different hospitals as they do in these movies. So this exterior was it Sylmar? I think it was not too far. So I know right next door is where they have the Pescadero Hospital from Terminator 2. So, So I think somebody had recently found it or figured it out. And then I went to take some pictures and there was big fences. And I thought, I'm not a really scale defense person. And so I thought, when I go back, I'm going to go get a better picture of it. So I don't know if the last picture or the next picture down, if you go down one, this is what it looked like during my second visit.
The building is completely gone.
Gone. And now there's big apartments and so forth. So all of that's, So
good
I happened to catch
it
at the right time. But now I was like, maybe. Because, the trees were still the same and everything. I should have just gone.
Well, it's completely abandoned here.
Yeah. So it wasn't, I just happened to get a couple shots that looked nearly the same.
Good job, though.
But anyway, so should have, would have, could have. So. Sierra Madre, which I was just in a few weeks ago for the Halloween tour. So,
and this is where the Hopper kid is.
Yep. So, yep.
Me too.
The boombox boy bumps into Michael Myers in Halloween 2 and also used Invasion of the Body Snatchers. So, where that phone booth is now, there's like a little thing there now that you can recreate that scene if you want.
Really?
Yep. And then when they pan to the TVs, this is actually the ice cream store, which is where I had my lunch of ice cream. Brian and I had our lunch of ice cream on the tour break.
Cool.
Yeah, so right.
Three more days to Halloween. What do you mean? What do they have there where you can recreate
it? It's like a big trash can thing or something like that. So if you want to put a six pack of Milwaukee's Best or whatever he's drinking, you can recreate the Tom Atkins scenes. Yeah. So
how far is Sierra Madre from LA drive wise?
It's like probably like a 15, 20 minutes east of Pasadena. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not too far. Yeah. So at night it's pretty quick. So the bar was actually two doors down up until I think it was 85, and then they relocated the bar kind of two places up. So it's really not in the exact same location, but they moved a lot of it over, the bar and the paintings and so forth. So it's mostly the same. So
Yeah.
So
cool.
And this kind of random shot, where they have, at night, so is also in Santa Clarita, right behind Vera's house from part three, where her
house Vera's house moved physically in real life.
Correct. Yes.
So where that house was, this is the alley behind it.
Yep. This is where that house, right behind it, happened to be. So
it must be a very popular filming street.
It was. I don't know. I think he just it was Santa Clarita. Like, come on down.
That's so cool.
And then the trick-or-treat montage, I think I made a video, but they're a little bit all over the place. So the first date.
Do you want me to watch play video?
I don't know. You can see.
Let me share the sound. Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
Happy, happy Halloween.
You're gonna see Omaha?
Yep.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV.
Notice the Lamb is department store, kids.
And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween. 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 Happy, happy Halloween. Super
Shamrock. That's Sky.
Halloween. Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween. Super Shamrock.
It's an awesome video.
So, but yeah, so there's the Halloween locations. Cool. Actually, one of the locations, I think I have a better picture. I actually got to go inside the New York.
Nice.
I did that? That's actually in Santa Clarita. If you go down a little bit, we'll see the pictures. Keep going.
They didn't actually go to those.
They didn't go to New York. They didn't go to
Seattle. Doesn't have a palm tree in the
distance. They did not go to Omaha. But yeah, these people let me in to take some pictures. So
look, they have a Halloween poster.
They do. Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think.
It does look like.
No, it's not. It's.
Oh, it looks. Ocean's it does 11. Look. I was like, it looks Halloweenish, but in Pirates of the Caribbean. So. Yeah. So actually, Brian and I had some pizza on Halloween Street.
Nice.
During my last visit. So.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
You always get a kick out of seeing your hometown of Omaha.
Yeah, it's like, I can't believe they went to Omaha.
That's how I feel about Piper'sville, Pennsylvania and the Stand.
That actually looks a little bit like Omaha there.
So. Does it?
Yeah. It looks like it could be Omaha.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Believe it.
And Landis Department Stores and Nod.
I don't know. I think
because I don't know his connection to that movie.
It's probably just having a department store that happened to exist in real life, but there
you go. Okay, because Landis directed, was it like Thriller around this time?
It might have been, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, this is a great page. This is always one of my favorites. Oh, the panoramic shot of the corner. Where's this corner at, Robert?
That's actually just down the street from the Omaha Street in Plymouth Boulevard. Yep, kind of below West Hollywood. L.A.
What about smog?
Yes, then you know it's L.A.
Yeah. The brown.
But yeah, so I've not gone up to Northern California for all those locations, but
for many the people, Shamrock many
people,
Factory?
Yeah, many people have, so I'll let them do that. So
yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool though. This is great. Yeah. And if you go to setjetter.com Halloween 3, folks, you can see the filming locations map that Robert graciously put together.
Happy to.
Well, this has been this is a great show, Robert. Happy Halloween, sir.
Happy Halloween to you.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Podcastles Set Jetter Saturdays, and we will see you on the set.